You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a mystical, spiritual community radiating light and love, transforming consciousness. Our mission is healing lives, building dreams, and realizing God.
You know, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And you're probably getting tired of hearing me say this. But the reason that it's here is simple. It's because you are here. Because the presence of the Lord travels with each of us. Without it, there would be the residual of the love that we have shared in this building and the caring we've had for one another and for all of those that walk on the grounds. But it's here today and it's strong and it's palpable because you're here bringing that presence with you. You know, and I want to speak for a moment about the Greek god of Morpheus. Do anybody know who I'm talking about? Morpheus was a Greek god of sleep. And Morpheus has the reputation of holding on to people and not wanting to let go. And then, of course, we go ahead and fool with the clock, you know, to make that easier. So, you know, I see all of you were not tricked by Morpheus. You're here. But there may be some of our friends who were fooled. And so as we enter into our prayer time, let's include them in our welcome. For the love and the presence and the power of God is everywhere equally present. Whether you're here on a Sunday morning sharing your light and love with us, or whether you are fast asleep somewhere in a wonderful, relaxed repose, or anywhere in between, the love and the light and the power, the presence of God, is with you there as here. And today we're celebrating that presence and all that God teaches us about how to love one another. Amen. So we're talking about today being impeccable with your word. And, you know, sometimes you wonder why you do some of the stupid things you do like that. And maybe it was just to help make the point that when you do catch yourself in doing something like that, that you deal with it, you address it. You don't let it sit. Hope nobody nobody misunderstood. Hope nobody walks away with kind of feeling that they had been dishonored. And while may not have crossed his mind, but it crossed mine. And seeing how it was on my mind, I needed to do something about it. You see, the words that you speak are so incredibly powerful. So incredibly powerful. You know, we're told in the scriptures a couple very important things about it. And I'd like to share a couple of them. If I were to try to read to you all of them, that we'd be here until next Thursday afternoon, at least until 3 o'clock. But this one is one that I'm sure you know well, and you can probably quote it as easily as I do. It comes from the book of John. It's the very first chapter, begins with the first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I mean, how could it be clearer than that? The Word. Now, often people look at that and they interpret it, you know, into lots of different ways, and they parse it and spell it out. What does it all mean? If you take it just at the most simple level, the words that you speak have incredible power, and they affect the whole unfoldment of your life. How many times do you say things like I just said, not really thinking them through? Sometimes far more damaging to yourself and to others than that little option was. Maybe I said it today as a way of making a point. But so many times we'll say things that have no real value, and they just kind of slip by, and we're down the road and on with our lives and not realizing, wait a minute, I'm leaving behind me a trail that needs to be cleaned up. We're talking about four agreements. One, sometime in the future, I'll talk to you about the four immutable laws. And by immutable, these are things that absolutely exist and cannot be changed. And the second of those laws is what you put out is what you get back. You've heard of that before in a lot of different ways. And so when you realize that you have put out something that you don't want to have get back, you don't want to get back, it's up to you to straighten it out. It's yours. It's yours to do. So don't ever hesitate if you realize, oh, wait a minute, maybe I said something that was misunderstood. Go fix it. Fix it soon. Now, Jesus talked about, you know, putting down whatever is going on and go make up with your friend or someone whose feelings you've hurt or something you said against. And then come back, because then you are holy and ready to receive the presence of the divine. Well, I say just take care of business. You know, if there's something that you've said or that you've done. So be impeccable with your words. Be sure that your words are in alignment with the highest part of the spirit that's in you. The highest part. And when they're not, make the adjustments as necessary. The second is to speak with integrity. You know, that's really more about the alignment piece that I was talking about. That you have as a part of your natural equipment here, you have the ability to align your thoughts and your words with the divine that is within you. It simply means stopping and pausing and kind of running it through that filter. It's like asking the boss, hey, is it okay for me to do this? It's like having, you're like having the most exquisite editor available to keep you from saying the stupid things we say. And when I say stupid, I mean the things that are harmful to myself and to others. And none of us in our right mind would say something that was harmful to ourselves or others, even when we're really angry and upset with them. You know, when you blow up in somebody's face, you probably don't have any idea what I'm talking about. But for those that you ever heard the story about, they never feel good about it. They never feel right about it. They always go away from that with feeling, oh, gosh. Yeah, I said what I needed to say. I have right of free speech. I can do it. I'm here. I can do it. And then when you kind of do the after action report, you go, oh, man, did I blow it. So, you know, if you're in that sense, the best thing, you know, is to run it by the editor first and let the Holy Spirit edit out the stuff or the way or the angle or the attitude or the facial expression, all that stuff that goes with it, so that your word is... How do you speak? It's with integrity. Integrity meaning aligned with the divinity that's within you. And we all vary from that from time to time. But in our times where we are right now and the work that we have to do before each of us here on this planet at this time, in our families, in our communities, in our nation, in our world, it's so incredibly important that we maintain that integrity with the divine that's within us. The issues and the situations that we have in our lives, we can literally love our way through them into the perfect unfoldment of our heart's desire, which always generally is for the highest good for all concerned. But sometimes we filter it through, well, a little bit for me first, you know. I want my good to come, and once my good comes, then I can give good out to you. Look, you have got more than enough good energy given to you by the Creator to last you, well, sometimes you say a lifetime, but no, to last you all time. You see, you're hooked in on a main line. I mean, it's not like you've got this little garden hose that's feeding you the love of God. It's, you don't have this little tiny wire that's sending you information. You don't have this really weak signal, Bluetooth kind of signal or whatever it is, that's breaking up all the time. You have access to the trunk line, to the main line, the divine energy. It's what you're made of. And so there's no reason at all other than that, in fact, you don't choose to use it. That's why it's not there. Why it's not in your life and in your experience. There isn't ever a time that you can't have access to all that you need to speak with the utmost integrity, except remembering to put it through the editor first. Okay, avoid using words to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. This is stuff that, you know, that Don talked about. Avoid using words to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. You know, I can feel it because I'm up here and I'm talking and I feel it. And I'm sure you felt it as well. When you're speaking, you feel a vibration. You can feel it here. If you're singing or any of that, you literally feel in your body the vibration. You can feel it around your head and so forth. That the words that you speak, when you exercise the process of passing the breath through the vocal cords, it creates a vibration that your body feels. News bulletin. Body's listening. The body is listening. And it hears what you say. When you think about some of the things that you say about yourself that degrade yourself, your body's listening. And it says, oh, that's what you want? Okay, I'll give you some of that. How about a little bit of this kind of disease? Or maybe how about a little of this kind of dysfunction? Does that serve the bill? Is that what you're really asking for? Happy to give it to you. I got plenty of that. And in a like manner, when you say, you know, I recognize that I am a radiant child of the Most High, that I am marvelous, I'm incredible. No, that's not an ego statement. It's an understanding of who you really are. And that's the kind of impeccability that we're talking about. But really being clear about who you are. Now, it doesn't just me. Now, that would be ego if I said it was me and all the rest of you guys are, oh, we won't even go there. No, it's about understanding what is mine, is yours, is ours. We are all created in that same loving light. That's the core of who we are. So I can look at someone, I can connect with them, I can meet with them, whatever way, and we meet as equals. You know, one of the things as I was driving the limos, sometimes I would have in the back seat some of the most important and powerful people in Orange County. Pretty amazing folks, some of them. But you know, the reality is, I knew that the life and the energy and the essence that was in me was no better or no worse than was in them. They took the energy, they took what was given to them, the insight, and they used it in a different way than I chose to use it in me. I chose it to use that energy that flows through me in the way I'm doing it. There's no better, higher, or lower. They're just different. So as you are using the words and you are creating in your life and in your experience the life you choose to live, honor it. And if you find yourself in a place you say, oh man, what am I doing here? Go another way. Choose to go another way. Choose to think about it differently. Choose to begin to speak about yourself differently. And with other people. Good Lord. If you hear a story about somebody that you know is not true, do not repeat it. Let me say that again. If you hear a story about somebody else and you know does not align with the divinity within them, don't repeat it. Because at best it's a perception that is inaccurate, and worse, it's an out-and-out lie. We've been hearing a lot of people talking about who's lying these days and who isn't. And so a lot of times people think about being impeccable with your word is about always telling the truth. Oh, that's an interesting one. What is truth? When I went to Syracuse and to serve the ministry there, the church that, the city of my birth and the first Unity Church I was with, it was called Unity Church of Truth. That, I kind of had an allergy to that. That always bothered me a little bit. Because like, who are we to say that we have the truth? Because putting that in your name kind of implies that you've got it and the others don't. You know, it's like, this is why we're here. We're the Church of Truth. Yeah, how about that? Well, the reality is, yeah, we have access to the truth, but so does everybody else. So does every other organization that stands up in wanting to speak about the essence of who we are. They're going to look at the truth and being that we are this beautiful connection of spirit infused into a body and talk about it in different ways. Just because we talk about it this way and they talk about it that way does not make us better or them worse. Just different. And as a French man would say, vive la différence, as he was speaking about women. So differences are not bad. They're just differences. And as we can celebrate our differences, then we can use our words to bring us together. Or we can use our words to tear us apart. So how you use your words is so very important. And finally, Don talks about, say only what you mean. Wow. Ever had anybody, after you say something, what do you mean? I didn't get that. And you remember speaking it clearly, and you pronounced all the words correctly. And your response, what do you mean, what do you mean? And it kind of goes back and forth. It's kind of an uncomfortable few moments. As we speak, yes, we have the freedom to speak. And no matter what's going on in us, no matter what we're feeling, we have a right to say, you know, within certain limits, you know, what's really on our mind, what we feel. It's kind of that, you know, I can say what I want to say, by golly. And yeah, you do have that right. But you also have the responsibility going along with that right. And that's one of the things a lot of times folks get confused. Whatever right you have, no matter where you find it in your expression, you have a companion responsibility. We often spend a lot of time thinking about our rights, but not so much about our responsibilities. So yes, you have the right to express yourself, to speak your truth as you see it and understand it, how you feel it should be. But you also have the responsibility that it is heard the way you intend it to be heard. You have the responsibility to kind of, as you send out the message, you're listening for how it comes back in terms of the response. And as you're sure, and check it through the interpreter, or check it through the screener, the editor, that you're saying what's truly in line with your heart, then it's going to come back to you straight. But if it comes back to you a little skew, a little off kilter, and you realize, oh, wait a minute, from how they're responding, what they're saying, how they're not responding, maybe they didn't hear it the way I was intending it to be heard. It's your responsibility as the speaker to clean that mess up. Not to kind of let it hang there and figure, well, maybe after the third phase of the moon passes by, they'll understand this. No, it's your job to fix it. If your sense is it wasn't clear and they didn't clearly understand it. And I know a lot of you folks, as I've been in conversations with you, you do that. But it's worth remembering and kind of touching base again on. Realizing that it's so important for how we use our words. They are the very creative power that shapes our destiny, shapes our reality. And sometimes people think, oh, well, this is just mystical mumbo jumbo. But science is beginning to show and follow and track that how we speak and the energy that we put out does determine what comes back to us. It does shape how we respond to our world. When we convince ourselves that we are not deserving, then the universe provides us with lots of corroboration that we're not deserving. But when we accept the true nature of who we are as this incredible spiritual being, and take time like we did in our meditation to touch in and touch base, say, hey, boss, got any orders? Is there anything I'm missing out here? Is there something I should know as I'm dealing with this situation or these people or whatever's going on? And listen, really listen. You'll be given the green light. Say, no, go ahead, you're cool. Handle it. Or you might get, maybe you might want to think about this a little differently. What about, or what if, or maybe, if you get any of those kind of communications back in that silent time, follow up on them, like right now. Because the Creator speaks to you in a loving, gentle way. I mean, the old images of God is up here with this angry face, you know, going to make you do it. No. They came out of a different culture that was linked to an old energy. Where we are right now is sitting on the most important evolution of our planet. The Creator needs people like you who understand as you understand the importance of the words. Because this next year of 2019, the astrologists tell us and the psychics tell us and everybody tells us it's going to be an amazing year of catalysts. And catalysts are the things that kind of prod and poke change. And usually catalysts make us uncomfortable. So fasten your seatbelts, folks. You're going to have an opportunity to be uncomfortable about a lot of things this year. And so when you're uncomfortable about things, you're tempted to sometimes to respond not out of your best self. Because we have a tendency to be afraid of things we don't understand. So instead of embracing the fact that there's something here that I'm uncomfortable with, we want to get it out of our lives. Get it behind us. However we can, use whatever skill we have to get this nuisance or annoyance out of our experience. But if God loves you without limit, and God is in charge of all that flows into our life, you mean to say God is being mean to me today? God is thinking less of me today? That God doesn't want me to be the radiant being that I am? Of course not. Of course not. So when you find in this next year those things that are going to challenge you, and your first response might be, I just got to get this out of here. Well, yeah, you've got to work with it so that it changes. But it's not your enemy. God has given it to you because God, let me hear you say it, God loves me. Exactly. Now, some of the responses, jeez, with love like that, who needs an enemy? The reason the challenges are in our path is at some level of our being, and usually people in the past have thought, well, that's some deep, dark level of our being. No, from the highest level of our being, the divine self, the high self, the God part of us, recognizes that as you deal with this issue, and as you find your way through this issue, that then that will liberate you and literally will let go all kinds of stuff that has been a part of, you know, what's held you back from being the most beautiful, radiant example of who you are. I guess that's what I just talked about, wasn't it? Use the power of your words to build the world that you want to live in. Because as you build your world the way you want to live in it, full of light and love and joy and peace, others will look at you and they'll admire your good works and they'll reach out to the Creator in search of their own path. So this is your mission if you choose to accept it. Back to the days of Mission Impossible. To love your way through every situation that's in your life. To embrace it knowing that God loves you so much that everything that you need to resolve it is at hand. Just love it. Open your arms and love everything that is in your life, especially the things you do not understand, because that will set you free. My friends, simply, that's the way it is. Thank you.